Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Never Quit Singing Praises, Already in Progress.
Wow. Is there anybody going to walk holy before God after today? I'm going to hold up both hands. I really want to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. I do not want to get cut off. Not early. I realize someday I got to die, but I don't want to go home early. And when I go home, I think about this. Can you imagine this woman, with not singing, not using her gift that God give her, and then she dies. And when she gets to heaven, the Lord tells her, I had to bring you home early because you didn't do what I told you with the gifts I gave you. So welcome home. Can you imagine when you go through heaven and you run into other people and they say, wow, where were you? How come you didn't get to, you didn't live to be 55 years old. What did you do to get you cut off so early? Well, I quit singing. Man, does that sound like a terrible sin? It doesn't sound like it, does it? I mean, not at all. In fact, there's a guy one time was a deacon in the Baptist church when I was over at Louisville, and he was fixing to get to retire from the company he worked for in Dallas. And he said, I said, what are you going to do when you retire? He said, my wife and I is going to buy us a motor home, and we're just going to travel around over the U.S. I said, wow, you'll get to visit a whole lot of different churches like that. He says, I've been to church every Sunday here as a deacon. When I leave here and we travel, he said, I'm not going to church anymore. See, he doesn't have a clue what this book says. And I never even thought about that since then. I just wonder, maybe one day I'll look to see if that guy's still alive. He may not be. If you stop producing fruit for the kingdom, what'd God say he's going to do to you? He's going to cut you off. Now then, he may give you 5 or 10 or 15 years to bring you back. But eventually, if you stop producing fruit, you're on dangerous ground, aren't you, Carrie? When I think about what Carrie and her husband did by going down to Florida and praying for that relative, and that lady is completely out of hospice and at home and recovering, I just think, wow, now that's producing fruit for the kingdom. Yeah. To make a trip. It's just like here a while back. We had a lady, a family, called us from Anchorage, Alaska. And they said, we would give anything if we could have you come up here and pray for us. I was so busy, so I said, okay, I can't go, but I'll tell you what I will do. I don't do this very often. It's a long ways to Anchorage, Alaska. You know that? But I bought Jeff an airplane ticket and had him pack a bag and took him down here to the airport. And he got on that airplane and he flew all the way to Anchorage, Alaska, and went to this family, and he prayed over this person. And then the next day they brought him back and he flew all the way back. He was virtually up 2 or 3 days. Now then somebody said, man, I ain't going to do that. Let me tell you, when God calls you to do something, you do what he says. I don't care if he says, Thurman, send Jeff to Timbuktu, Anchorage, Alaska. Jeff's absolutely, he had no problems. He said, no, Pastor, that's too far. I ain't going to do that. No. He said, you want me to go do that? I'm out of here. Give me an airplane ticket. I'm gone. You know what some of us would have said? I ain't going. That's too far and snaky for me. You see what I mean? But it didn't make any difference how many rattlesnakes was out there or nothing else. Jeff went, and he prayed for that person, just like God told us to do. You do it. Now, I don't do that for everybody who calls. We get people like this call in Romania. I've learned I can pray over not even the phone. I didn't even use a voice. We used an email. God, there's no limitations of what God can do, right? Right, Gracie? You can take an email and pray for a lady in Romania that's got her blood mixed up wrong and she's going to die. And the next day, she's out of the hospital. She's recovering. So you see, there's no limitations of what God can do, is there? Get rid of your sin, walk holy before God, and stand on his word, and then thank him for your healing. And then after you get well, my God, don't get into sin again. Do y'all understand that? You know, God's best is not healing you. God's best is you living in divine health. But this scripture I started to show you a while ago, I'm going to show you these and then I'm going to quit. I'll go to the old covenant. Exodus 15:26. And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Diligently. You notice that? If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, then, numbers, that means if God says do something, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do it. If he tells you to walk in love, what are you supposed to do? Walk in love. If he tells you to bear fruit for his kingdom, what are you supposed to do? Bear fruit. See, he hadn't changed. Give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. Then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. In other words, if you obey God and you stay in his word and you go to church every Sunday, you praise him and love him and worship him, you treat your mate with love and respect. If you happen to be the woman, you're to submit to your husband in all things. And if you're the husband, you're to love that woman like Christ loved the church. Is that things God told us to do? Then what do you think he expects you to do? If you're the man in your house, does he expect you to love your wife like Christ loved the church? Does God expect every man that has married to love his wife like that? Yes. And what if you don't? He made it real simple. He said in his word in 1 Peter 3, if you don't do that, I won't answer your prayer. I will not answer your prayer. So you wonder why so many men can't get a prayer answered. They're not real good to their wives. And they get disciplined. I don't like to be disciplined by God. It hurts. I don't like a spanking from God. Do you? I mean, he really knows how to give you a spanking. But what do you think about that Old Testament promise there? If you obey him and do everything he says, how much sickness are you going to have?
None.
So if you start coming down with sickness, what do you need to look at? I need to find out what I done wrong. And if you're like that lady, that was a good one on me when he told me, he said, Thurman, this lady goes to church. She's in church every time the door's open. I mean, said she's just a wonderful woman. Said she's been coming to my church for years. Said she's just a wonderful woman. Has no bitterness, no unforgiveness, no nothing. So he said, I was at a loss. But the word said, kept going back to the word says, no curse comes upon you undeserved. There's got to be a problem. So let's ask God and see what it is. And man, he told her just like that. Isn't that something? Oh, yeah, that story that we were just talking about. What led me to that John 15:2, there was a friend of mine that was 55 years old. When I was 55, we were the same age. We went to high school together. And he has brain cancer, and he's dying. And I went down and prayed over him, anointed him with oil. I did everything I knew to do for that man on Monday, and he died on Thursday. So when I went down to the place where he was at, where he was living, a rest home, when I walked in, I met a woman. And I said, ma'am, who are you? And she said, I'm his wife. I said, well, I knew his first two wives. I said, I knew he'd been married twice before. I said, are you number three? She said, yes, I'm number three. And I says, well, he's a good man. She said, oh, I love him. He's a really wonderful man. I said, where do y'all go to church? She said, the First Baptist Church is Star. I said, oh. I said, how many times have you been? Now, you know, it makes you wonder why you ask certain questions. I'll tell you why. You're led by the Spirit of God. I said, how many times have you been? She said, about six times, five or six. I said, five or six times? I can't believe y'all have only been to church five or six times. This is nearly the middle of the year. I said, I can't believe. I said, this guy used to be a Sunday school teacher. He was a youth leader. I said, he was very active in the church. I said, I can't believe y'all have only been to church five or six times this year. Well, she said, Thurman, we've been married 10 years. We've only been to church five or six times in 10 years. So how much fruit do you think he produced in the last 10 years? Not very much. In fact, maybe none. So I prayed over him, done everything. I did not know, because he can't talk or nothing. And in fact, he can't do nothing. He's sitting there looking out a window. The brain tumors have just messed him up. So I did everything I knew to do for this man, but I didn't know how to remit sin. Back in that day, that was before I had that revelation, Kim. So I didn't know how to remit his sin. Now I know that scripture. But I did pray for him and without remitting his sins, and we could not confess the sin. So by not confessing the sin, I just thought after I prayed for him, I asked him, I said, do you know who I am? And he turned around and looked at me, and he said, you're Thurman Scrivener. I said, praise God, I know you're going to get well. Well, I didn't know how to remit sin. He didn't confess his sin. I didn't know how to remit him. So that was on Monday. Thursday, he died. And of course, on the way home, that's when I'm saying, okay, God, I did everything I knew to do. There's all kinds of promises in your word. I did them all, but still this man died. I did everything except one. I didn't know to remit his sin. That's the one thing I failed on. I didn't know how to confess his sin. I still believe to this day, if I had known that principle, and I could ask the Lord to forgive his sin. Lord, I forgive his sin. John 20:23 says, now I ask you to forgive him. Now then restore him and heal him and raise him. I believe with all my heart that man will still be alive today. Amen. But I didn't know. And you can't go beyond knowledge. That's why I say get in this book, study this book, learn this book. If you're a young man or a young woman, get in this book. This is the most important book you'll ever read in your life. Read it and study it and learn it. Hide it in your heart. Throw away all them rest of them books and things, but read this book, the Bible. Read it, study it, meditate on it. After he died, on the way home, I'm telling the Lord, Lord, you got to tell me what I did wrong. And that's when I told you, like I told you a while ago, finally, it took 3 hours to get through. 3 hours of asking the Lord why this happened. When he told me that I didn't do anything wrong, but the problem was his, that I would find my answer in John 15:2. And that's when I didn't know John 15:2, so I turned over to John 15:2 and found every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. That's when I said, God, I said, you killed him. Lord, if that means what it says, you killed him. I said, Lord, why would you kill him? He said, son, he wasn't producing any fruit. He said, I told all of you, if you don't produce fruit for my kingdom, I'll cut you off. I don't need you. I'll cut your tree down. I said, Lord, it wasn't his fault. It was that woman's fault. I knew I'd get a smile out of you girls on that. The Lord says, son, I didn't put that woman in charge of the home. I put the man in charge of the home, and I hold him responsible for the home. And he did not do what I told him to do. So he's the one that got killed. Is that scary stuff? If you are a husband, you better become a good one and a man that loves his wife like Christ loved the church, and you better start loving that woman. You better start being a good boy. You better get rid of all sin. You better start producing fruit for the kingdom if you want to live.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Never Quit Singing Praises, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus!